The minig here on the night coil is the past, at least last year, maybe the year before also, to learn an Elul Binyan de Yoyma. Last year we learned Tavkov Tzadik Hilchas Tkiya Shofer. And this year, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn, we started to learn Hilchas Dal Minim, in particular, Simen Tafresh Mem Ches, the Halachas Hilchas Esrig. Today's Shir, it's not a mamash at the beginning of this man, but it's a Shir HaKadama, and an overview in general on Esrig, Sai Bechlal Esrig, and also the Kashrus, the Psul of Esrig. The Makor for the din, the Makor for Esrig in the Torah is a passing of Parshas Emor, Lekachtem Lochem B'yoyim Arishon Pre-Eitz Hadar. Pre-Eitz Hadar means the fruit, eighth of a tree. Hadar, that's nice, that's pretty, that's what the Torah says. Lekachtem Lochem B'yoyim Arishon Pre-Eitz Hadar. So two things. First of all, where do you see from the pasuk pre-Eitz Hadar that it's an esrig? A nice fruit. Mechatesa an esrig. Va'oid, let's try to understand when the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, the fruit of a tree, Hadar, that's nice, that's beautiful. What's beautiful? The fruit is beautiful or the tree is beautiful? The fruit of a tree that is beautiful. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the fruit or the tree? And again, where Bechlal do you see, where do you see that it's Esrig? The Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar. Who said, where do we see that we're talking about Esrig? So Rashi, over the Allah Torah, brings two Gemaras, both in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara, the first Gemara is a Gemara that says, Hadar bi'ilana mishana l'shana, pre-Eitz Hadar, Hadar bi'ilana mishana l'shana, that stays on the tree from one year to the next year. Some fruits gets to a certain time, it falls off no matter what. An esrig will grow and grow, and if you put like a stand to hold up the esrig, it'll become a big esrig. A watermelon, a yemena, a tamenish esrig, will become a big esrig. So Hadar mishana l'shana, memela we know is an esrig. There's another drush in the Gemara. The Gemara says, pre-Eitz Hadar, pre-she-Eitz, Eitz u'piryo yishava. That means the taste of the fruit and the taste of the tree, of the branches, taste alike. That's the drasha. And if you take a look around and see what fruit tastes like the tree, like the zap of the tree, that's an esrig. That's the second Gemara. Agav, the Kapas Tamarim, explains this Gemara. The tree and the fruit that taste alike, the fruit of the esrig doesn't taste like the tree. Elamai what? Elamai, we're talking about the peel of the esrig. The shell, the peel of the esrig. But says the Kapas Tamarim, the peel of a lemon also tastes like the tree of a lemon. So how do you know when the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, that Eitzoy Upiryo Shava, that the Torah is talking about an esrig? The fruit itself anyways doesn't taste like the tree. And Elamai, the peel of a lemon also is the same. So the Teretz is, you take a look in the esrig, most of the esrig is the peel. Most of the esrig is the peel. So in the Mela, when the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, and we're talking about Piryoy, that Shava is the same like the tree, we could only call by an esrig the pre, even though it's the peel. Since most of the fruit is the peel, so Mela, when the Torah says pre, that the taste of the pre is the same taste as the Eitz, Mosai, it has to be esrig, because by esrig most of the fruit is the peel. So that's the second Rasha. So that's what Rashi says, that's the Makar that we know the Torah is talking about esrig. However, the Ramban over there, right Allah Torah, the Ramban says that these Gemaras attack are very nice. However, the Gemaras are all asmachtas. It's asmachta, it's not a real drasha. So how do you taka know? How do you know that esrig, when the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, that the Torah is talking about esrig, how do you know? So first he brings from Rabbeinu Avram. Rabbeinu Avram, the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra learns that when the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, that's beautiful. And Memela, what's the nicest fruit around? the nicest fruit is an asterisk. But often that it's an adjective. The Torah is describing the describing an asterisk, and maybe we know it's an asterisk. Pre-Eitz Hadar, the fruit of a tree, that the fruit is beautiful. What's the nicest fruit? The nicest fruit is an asterisk. So maybe that's it, you know, that we know we're talking about an asterisk. That means like the Eben Ezra, the Torah, when the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, the Torah says klar asterisk. Pre-Eitz Hadar, the nicest fruit. Now you might ask me, Mechatesa, it has to be the nicest fruit. Let it be not so nice also. As long as it's a nice fruit, it has to be the nicest fruit. So they explain, either they explain that since if it's not the nicest fruit, if it's a little a less of a level fruit, so klape, the nicer fruit, that's not called a nice fruit. So Mela has to be the nicest fruit. That means, let's say a remind is nice, but in the eyes of an asterisk, it's not as nice. So Mela can't be that we couldn't be talking about a remind. Or the taich in the pasuk pre-Eitz Hadar, Hadar doesn't just mean nice, Hadar means the nicest fruit. So Mela, that's asterisk. So Nachama, we have Rashi, two pshatim, Alpida Gemara. It's asmachta remozim in the Torah. Devin Ezra learns, it's mefurish. When the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, the Torah is speaking about an asterisk. Pre-Eitz Hadar, a beautiful fruit, which that is asterisk. The Ramban has himself a third pshat. And the Ramban says pre-Eitz Hadar, in Lashon Kodesh, what we call asterisk is in Aramis, he brings Rayas, the asterisk tree in Lashon Kodesh is called Hadar. So the Ramban learns that when the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, the Torah is saying what type of tree? A noun, pre-Eitz, the fruit of a tree that the name is Hadar, that's the fruit you should take. So Mel the Ramban, which means the fruit and the tree both are called Hadar. So what comes out from the Ramban? What comes out from the Ramban is that the Torah, when the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, the Torah is saying mefurish, the Torah is talking about an asterisk tree. Pre-Eitz Hadar, mefurish, asterisk tree. So we have Rashi that says that it's merumis, the Gemaris, and the Eben Ezra, and the Ramban, it's mefurish. The Rambam appears Shamashnayis, Tirak Domet, and Seydiz Ram. The Rambam asks a question. That Gemara that we said, Adar Mishana Lashana, the Gemara asks over there, the Gemara says, Ve'ema, it's a Rimoin. When the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, the Mechat Eisa, we're talking about an Esrei. Maybe it's a Rimoin. The Gemara says, Ve'ema Pilpulin. So, Frek the Rambam, what's the Gemara Shaila Ve'ema Rimoin? Don't we know what our grandparents took? B'mesoyer from Moshe Rabbeinu? So, what's the Gemara Shaila? That's the Rambam asks in Pirish Hamashnais and Tarak Doma. He asks, what's the Gemara Shaila Ve'ema, that when the Torah says to take Dalad Minim, pre-Eitz Hadar Ve'ema, it's a Rimoin, we know it's an asterisk, because that's what our grandfather took us. We knew that from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Har Sinai.
But the Gemara is telling you Makar.
How goofy is asking on the Gemara? Why do you?
The Gemara says Milan is an asterisk because you have a Messiah, it's an asterisk. Finished. The Gemara is not looking for that there.
So you're right. So why can't you ask? And the Gemara asks Milan, why Takanat? That's the Rambam Shaila. Why Takanat? You're right. You're saying that really you could have asked the Shaila even from in the Minolon itself. I guess the Chtarka, the Emad. The Gemara says Minolon. So where do you see it? I hear you could ask into that also. But Zicha Chtarka, the Shaila, that the Emad, that it's a Rimoin. It's Zicha not a Rimoin. We know we take an asterisk.
We know it's an asterisk, but this Drasha doesn't mean that asterisk.
So that's really the Shaila. The Rambam says, what do you have to have a Drasha? Luchar, that's what we did about Mesarib and Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says that the Etzim and the Chanavi Taka, he was never a tzad not to take an asterisk. We want to just be masmachit. We know that's what we do. That's the Rambam, big arichas. The only times you don't have, when it's taka not, when you can't stick it in, plug it in somewhere into a posik, that's halacha l'moshe misinai. L'moshe lovas. So over there, you know, asmachta, so maybe it's halacha l'moshe misinai. That's what the Rambam says. So what comes out? The Rambam says that Avada, we know to take an Esrig because that's what we have the Mesorah. However, we want to try to find a place how it's Merumis. So I want to ask the Olam, I don't have a pshat, I want to ask the Olam, Loit the Evan Ezra, and Loit the Ramban, that the Torah says Mefurish, Pre-Eitz Hadar. What's the definition of Pre-Eitz Hadar? Pre-Eitz Hadar either means the most beautiful fruit, or Pre-Eitz Hadar, how the Ramban says, Pre-Eitz Hadar are fruit from a tree that's called Hadar, which in Aramis means Esrig. So what's the Gemara Shaila? If it's Merumis, so then El Chanabi, we want to try to find it. But if it's Mefurish in the Torah, what's the Shaila B'chlal?
Same parents. If you want to tell me that pshat, you want to go with the pshat of Hadar, but this is the most beautiful, and we won't have a kasha.
So what do you mean? The Ramban is. What does it mean, go with the pshat?
Ramban's not going with the Gemara. Ramban's not going with the Gemara. The Ebenezer's is not going with the Gemara. The Gemara says the Dharma is the Shalom of Shalom.
So I want to ask you, what do you mean he's not going with the Gemara? He argues on the Gemara? She's saying Mamara Shachad Ramban. I hear what he's saying. Eli is saying Vivite, how the Ramban learns that it's Mefurish in the Torah. So, Enachanami talking about the Gemara says Minolam. That's really what I'm asking. Does the Ramban stim with that? You're saying, does it stim with. That's really the Shaila. The Shaila is, I'm not asking on the Rambam. And the Rambam, not of Peter Rambam, just bringing it out. The Rambam asks on the Gemara, and he says, because the Torah says, we knew about it out the Kabbalah. But like the Ramban and the Evan Ezra, it's Mefurish.
So, the Gemara is giving a separate Torah. It's not again.
In the Siman, these 22 Sifim, these Be'erach 10 Psulim and Esrig, Be'erach 10 Psulim, two of the main Psulim by Esrig, which is not only by Esrig, and many other Psulim go into these two Psulim, are the Psul Hadar and the Psul Chasar. Hadar, Pshat, is you have the Min, and you have the whole Min, but it's not Hadar, it's not nice. And chasa means you have the min. It's not that it's something else. You're not taking a lemon. You're taking an asterisk, but it's missing from the min. So we'll try to go through a little bit the psul hadar and the psul chaser. Just a little bit as a psicha to the different psulim through the simon of by asterisk. By the psul hadar, the marshal, what would be an example of psul hadar? If it's spotted, menumer. If it's spotted, the esrig is spotted, that's a psul hadar. Let's say he's a black dot, there's a psul hadar. Yavish, psul hadar. We'll get to it further, we'll see these machloikis. If by the pitim falls off, it's a psul hadar, or it's a psul chasar, the nafkaminis will see. Agav, it's kedai to be mitzayin here, the chsam sofer. The chsam sofer says, when we speak about the psul hadar, the psul hadar doesn't mean balabatish hadar if it looks to you nice or not. Nor hadar is what the chachamim were kaveya, that if it's nice or not. What they decided to give it its din in hadar. He says the famous chacham sofer. If let's say the esrog gets brown from holding it. I davened once for Sikin and the Churva Shul. They do minig agrot to hold the dalad minim from Halal straight till after Musar. So you could just imagine you're holding the asterisk for a long time. So it got brown pretty soon after. Zaktach Sam Seifet, not only it's not a psul hadar, it's a kelev anveyu, but Al Kaponim says, the shtickle in the Chidushim al Ashas, that the psul hadar is only what the chamur kaveh, not if you look at the asterisk, it doesn't look nice because it's brown.
Is that not like Ramban?
Why?
I'm saying
Esrog
isn't necessarily a nicer fruit than
another.
Ramban saying that it is.
Matthias
says you look at it, it's nice.
You mean the Ebenezer? The Ebenezer Taichus. So here's the thing. We'll get to this in a minute. What's the makor for the psul hadar? What's the makor for the psul hadar?
Hadar.
So Rashi in the beginning of the third parak by lulav yavish. So Rashi, the reason why it's possible, the lash and Rashi did the ino mitzvah muhuderes the chsiv van veyu. We're not going to go into what'd you say. So, you're asking a Shiloh or you're
answering it?
No, the Vayla, I want to know what's the Makoyer that you need, that one of the Psulim by Esrig and by other Minim is a Psul if it's not Hadar. Let's say it's Yavish, let's say it's a black dot. So Rashi says, you know why? Because Van Veyu. This is the din of Zekeli Van Veyu. Which really what you're bringing up is an excellent question on Rashi. They ask that this din of Zekeli Van Veyu is a din all over and it's not a Psul by Tefillin. If you don't, there's a din, you should have nicer Tefillin. Talis no, Tefillin no. But even if you don't have a nice Tefillin, you're still Yoitz over here, it's a Paslos. That's Rashi. Tosfos, we're going to get to what you asked in a minute. Tosfos over there from Art says no. The reason why Hadar is possible, even by Lulav, by all Dalad Minim, because it's Hukash to Esrig. So Enachanami Taka, because he's a Din Hadar. But Loit Rashi, Rashi doesn't learn, Pashtus how it's learnt up, Loit Rashi, that even by Esrig, the Psul, what we're learning now, this man Esrig, the Psul of Hadar, is not the Psul of Hadar is not because of Alf Priates Hadar, the Psul is Al Zekei Levan Veyu. And what's the Hezber? It says Priates Hadar. Because Priates Hadar is a definition of what type of fruit you need, the nicest fruit, which means that's an adjective, or even had a Torah saying Esrig. But once we know and it's decided that Esrig, who said if the Esrig has black dots, why is it not good? There's a din that the Esrig has to be a beautiful Esrig. You have to take the most nicest fruit out there, which is an Esrig. But once you take the Esrig, if the Esrig shriveled up, it could still be Beseder.
So you're saying Torah said you should take the Esrig because it's nice, not because it's nice. No time
in the craw. We want to just know when the Torah says take an S, take creates harder.
Saying Torah just called it harder, not because they want to be harder.
Take the nicest fruit. I found that we want a nice fruit. The fruit Esrig is a nice fruit. The type of fruit is a nice fruit. It's a beautiful fruit.
Rabbi, I don't take this fruit because it's nice. I want to take this fruit because it's nice? No. I want to take fruit because I want to take this fruit. I gave you a hint, which I mean it's a...
So, I don't know. That's time of the craw. That's time of the craw. No, I'm saying, well, because it's beautiful. No, if I can, I'm not saying time is the crime. I'm just saying what the Torah is telling me to take. The Torah is telling me to take an Esrig because the Esrig is a fruit that's beautiful. That's how I know that the Torah is talking about an Esrig.
Once it's smashed, it's not going to be a fruit that's beautiful.
There's a way of saying Esrig. It's like if the Torah would say Esrig. So now the Torah is saying Esrig by saying a beautiful fruit.
So when Esrig grows, it's just an ugly fruit, it would still be an Esrig.
It's not a description, it's what it is.
It's like what you said before, the Gabi comparing it to the Wima. Compared to a Wima, may be nice, but compared to an Esrig, it's not considered Hadar. So you also have to take the most Hadar Esrig that you can get.
So, I hear what you're saying. We'll be mashach afterwards because I want to go into the psulim. I hear what you're saying. We'll discuss it afterwards. So what we have, the vila, just let's see. There's a psul hadar, and Rashi says the psul hadar. Why the esrig, the dalad minim have to be hadar, have to be nice, is because of zekei levan veyu. That's reason number one. Reason number two. Why the makor for hadar? Where is the makor that you should need hadar? That's Tosfos, because the Torah says pre-ate hadar. And agav, it's not only by Esrig, it's by all the dalad minim. There's another Rashi. There's a third Rashi. Rashi daf lamed vav. When the Gemara is handling amor that ate from the Esrig, we'll get to it a little later. But the Gemara says if it's hadar or not hadar, and Rashi explains. And what's the problem if it's not hadar? Zokt Rashi. The Hamitzvah Hedura Be'inon Hoyul Maske Shem Shemayim Olav. Rashi says another reason. The reason why you need that it should be Hadar is because you're being Maske Shem Shemayim. You're making a bracha. So Mameil, it has to be Hadar. This once again also has to be understood that by Tvilin, there's a din epis that your Tvilin has to be Hadar. You also make a bracha on your Tvilin. But this is another Rashi why the it has to be Hadar because you're making a bracha. You're making a bracha on the Dalad Minim. Let's try to see this Psul Hadar. When is the Psul Hadar? Is it a Paslus only the first day? Or does a pasulus all 7 days call Shiva? We just said Svaris from Rashi, al zeke livan veyu, or because you're making a bracha, that's pretty clear that it should be called Shiva all 7 days, the psul hadar. Taisvis that learns from hadar of Esther, gulakachtan lachem hadar, not so clear if it's the first day or not, even though the pasuk's talking about the first day, but in that pasuk itself, many things are full. Kol Shiva. So is there psul hadar the first day or kol Shiva? It's very negeya. Let's say if the pitim falls off, even if it's chaser, we'll get to, but even if it's hadar, is it for the rest of yomtiv? Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? The shittas atoisvus and the rosh, they machiach et mafurish from a gemara. The gemara in the beginning of the third parak on the mishnah lulav agazel yavish pasul. So the gemara says bishloim yavish it's pasul sa yomtiv rishon. V'tani loishna yomtiv rishon loishna yomtiv sheni. Meaning to say, the Gemara is pretty clear that he's a psul hadar kol shiva. Loishna yamtev rishon, loishna yamtev shadi. That he's a psul hadar, so means he's a psul hadar kol shiva. That's shitas toisus var rosh. However, the Rambam in Perek Ches, the Rambam says he brings the list of psulim, and then the loshna Rambam is kol elusha marnu. B'yomtiv rishon b'lvad, avol b'yomtiv sheni im shara yomim hakol kosher. The Rambam says mafurish that the psul hadar is only a psul the first day, and not a psul the rest of the days of yomtiv. That's shitas Rambam. So avada all the noisa kalim. We're going to get to chaser soon, and the Rambam has a big list, but we're focusing now on hadar. And the Rambam says one in the list, you take a look, one in the list of the list in the Rambam is talking about hadar, and the Rambam says kol elu apsulam avada chas is there, chas is on the zikr. So hadar, the Rambam says that hadar is only possible only the first day. So they all ask on the Rambam, the kesef mishnah, the noisa kalim over there, it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara in the beginning says bishleim loishna yamtav rishon loishna yamtav sheni bishleim hadar, meaning to say is that hadar is possible Sa Yomtiv Rishon, Sa Yomtiv Sheni, the whole Yomtiv. So how does the Rambam say that Hadar is only possible the first day? So the Meyashiv that the Gemara Lamaisis Chayzer, that's the Meyashiv of the Rambam. What's wisdom occur for the Rambam? The Makor is a Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, when the Gemara handles about the Amora, I think it's her papa, the Amora used to eat from his Estrig during Yomtiv. He used to bite into his Estrig that he used. So the Gemara behandles, the Gemara says, Bishloim Eshar Yamin, is that a problem? So the Goyin says, this is the Makor of the Rambam, Bishloim Eshar Yamin, it's not a problem, because the Rambam learned that it's not a problem, even though it's a Chsarn and Hadar. So maybe it's a Mefurish Gemara, that Hadar is Kosher Shar Yamin. So we have over here Machlekes Rishonim in one of the biggest psulim by Esrig, the psul hadar. Is hadar possible only the first day, or it's possible kol shiva? Machlekes Rishonim, psul by Esrig, hadar, is it only the first day or kol shiva? How do we paskin? What's la halacha? La halacha, is it kol shiva or just the first day? The Ramah, Tofresh Mem Tes Sif Hei, the Ramah says, Im hoye yavish ay menumer. So the Ramah, it's pasul kol shiva. So the Ramah says that the psul hadar is a psul kol shiva. This is Dr. Ramah, it's pasul kol shiva. So the Mishnah Brura, why is hadar pasul kol shiva? Even though he's a machlekes rishonim, the Rosh and the Rambam, Tosis and the Rosh and the Rambam, if it's called shiva, just the first day. So the Mishnah Brura, because the Ramah is machriel like Tosis, that the psul hadar is only a psul the first day. Fakert, I'm sorry, the psul hadar is kol shiva. Sorry, the Ramah says the psul hadar is a psul kol shiva, and that's why yavish menumer is pasul kol shiva. Lamaisa, if you turn back to the Hilchas by Hadassim in Tofresh Mem Vav, over there the Shulchan Aruch, if the Hadassim have berries on it, so if the berries are green, there's more than the leaves, if the berries are green, it's kosher. If the berries are red, then it's pasul. As is Zakta Shulchan Aruch. Nesmatu, we're not learning Hilchas Hadassim now. But Zakta Shulchan Aruch, all this psul of roiv berries that are red that are pasul, zokta shulchan aruch, that's only the first day. Mashek and shar yomim, it's kosher. The psul of the berries, the red berries, more than the alum, the psul is harder. So l'chayr the shulchan aruch the machaber paskins that the psul harder is a psul only the first day, not shar yomim. The Mishnah Berurah actually right there on that shulchan aruch, he says avol adidon the ramon tafresh mem test that says that harder is pasul kol shiva. These adasim that have red berries rubam is also going to be a problem kol shiva. So pashtus what comes out, it's a machlekes machaber ramah. By hadasim, that's the machaber. The machaber says that hadar is only yom rishon. In tafresh mem tes is the ramah. So it's a machlekes machaber ramah. So if you're a svardi, you want to be makel, that's what lachor will come out. Like the machaber, the psul hadar is only a psul yom rishon, not shar yamim. Lamaisa, if you move down further, hold on. Lamaisa, it's not like that. If you go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch and see Sifur Aleph over there in Tafresh Mem Vav by Hadassim, the Shulchan Aruch over there says that the Psul Hadar, the Shulchan Aruch says Mefurish in by Hadassim that the Psul Hadar is Kol Shiva. Psul Hadar is Kol Shiva. So Pashas, it's a stira. Is the Psul Hadar only Yoim Rishon or like the Machaber, or is it a Psul Kol Shiva? What's going on? So the Bir Alach over there asks the stira and he says like this. Originally, the Machaber, you see in the brackets, it's Beis Yosef Hashem the Archas Chaim. So the Beis Yosef is quoting the Machaber, the Beis Yosef is quoting the Archas Chaim. The Archas Chaim holds that the Psul Hadar is a Psul only Yom Rishon. How? In the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch, they bring Beis Yosef, yeah. The Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, in the Shulchan Aruch. However, if you take a look, the Bedek Abayis, which is the Beis Yosef, the Bedek Abayis brings this Shita, and he says, he argues, he's Chaylik, and he holds it's a Psul Kol Shiva. So Memeila, La Halacha, the Machaber himself, the Beis Yosef Paskins, that the Psul Hadar is a Psul Kol Shiva. So what are we coming at here so far? Silate the Machaber, silate the Ramah, the Psul Hadar is a Psul Kol Shiva. That's the Psul Hadar. What's about the Psul Chasar? Psul Chasar would be an example. Let's say if there's a whole Nekev, Niklav, Murkev, the Taz, there's many reasons why Murkev is Pasul. One of the reasons is the Taz, and the Taz says is because it's Chasar. Because if you take an Esrig, and part of the Esrig is Murkev, there's 11 there, so you don't have a full Esrig, it's Chasar. So what's with the Psul Chasar? First of all, the Makar. What's the Makar for the Psul Chasar? And is it also Kol Shiva, or is it Yom Rishon? So the Makar, Tosis Daf Lama Dalet Amud Beis on the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Halacha is, if somebody takes 3 out of the 4 Minim, you're not Yoitza. Why? It says, Lakachtem, you need a Lakicha Tama, a full Lakicha. And a full Lakicha means you take all 4 of the Dalet Minim. If you miss one of the Minim, you're not Yoitza. It's not the pshat is you can have each min for itself. You have to take all 4 minim. Lekachtem, you need a lekicha tama. Zok Tosfos, just like you need a lekicha tama to take all 4 minim. Zok Tosfos, that's why chaser is also a problem, because chaser, you don't have a lekicha tama, full lekicha of an asterisk. If you take an asterisk that has a hole that's missing, it's peeled a little bit, so it's also not a full lekicha. It's not a lekicha tama, it's not a full lekicha. What'd you say? I'll leave it. Okay. In the cases of chaser, what's the zok taisis that the makor is because it's not a lakicha tama. It's not a lakicha tama. You may ask me that even a lakicha tama, by lakicha tama of all 4 minim, the halach is it's pasul kol shiva. Lekachtem, lekicha tama, the halach is you have to kol shiva. The 5th day yomtiv, you only have 3 minim. You can't take the dal minim. You can't take 3 minim. Lekachtem is all 4 day, all 4 minim, all of yomtiv. However, chaser is the halach is. We'll get back to it in a minute. Chaser is only pasul yom rishon. So before anything, how do you learn from the same lekicha tama that part of it is called Shiva and part of it is Yom Rishon. So I'll bring you another example like that also. The din is Lokachtan Lochem. Lochem, Lohoitzi Shol, the first day Yom Tov, if you don't have your own Dalad Minim, you can't just borrow Dalad Minim, you have to get it Matana Manas Lachser. So this din of getting Matana Manas Lachser, Fashtetzach is only B'yoim Arishan, only the first day. The rest of the days of Yom Tov, you don't need Lochem. These other dinim that come out from Lochem, L'mashal Esrik Shal Arla. Esrik Shal Arla is Pasal Kol Shiva. So you see, from the same drasha, we split. Sometimes it's only one day, and sometimes it's Kol Shiva. What's Taka the Hezber? What's the Hezber? Some things are Kol Shiva, and some things are Yom Rishon. Like Chaser is Pasal only Yom Rishon. So Taisvis, in the beginning of the third parak, explains. Taisa says, the Ikar al-Kicha, the Torah says take four minim, the Ikar al-Kicha could go in Dalad minim, Kicha kol echad, v'chein b'hadar, mishum hidr mitzvah, there it's kol shiva. Ma'ashenkin chaser shol loy tikkun. Taisa, because Taisa by l'Kicha tama, Taisa says look back to this Taisa. Taisa says to be machalik, it's not so clear. What's the chilik between chaser that it's only yom rishon? Ma'ashenkin hadar, hadar is... Hadar is called Shiva. And even in Chaser itself, these are the Kichatam of Kol Dalad Minim. Just one din, when we're handling the din of Hadar and Chaser, what happens if you have a min that's Chaser, which the halacha is, it's Kosher Gomer B'Shar Yom, and the rest of the days you're allowed to take such a asterisk that's Chaser. Is there still an Inyan to take an asterisk rather that's not Chaser? Chaser is Kosher, is Kosher. What do you want from me? It's Kosher. So derived in Tam Deim, and then the Achroinim have a list. Let's see, you have an Esrog that's Chaser. That's Chaser, whatever cases of Chaser are. We're going to learn through the Zman, we'll find the cases. So the rest of Yom Tov, it's Kosher. So Be'etzim, if let's say your Esrog became Chaser the third day Yom Tov, so it's Gevaldik, is there any problem? Chaser is only the Pasul the first day. No, if there's no chasaron and hadar, what? So, you're right. That's what the Rav Ataka says. It's a chiddush because out the regular hadar, there's no psul hadar. Hadar is the psul. It's a psul chaser. But Zokta Rav, the Lamaisa, the Bekuri Yaakov, they bring a la halacha that a vada person should try to still have an esrig that doesn't have a chasaron that's not chaser. So we have over here these. The Makar of Esrog is either Asmachtas or it's Mefurash in the Pasuk, and then there's a Psul Hadar, which is a Machlekes Rishayim, if it's only one day or it's called Shiva. And even in the Psul, in Lamaisa, we Paskin that it's Pasul called Shiva. The Psul Chaser is only a Psul Yom Rishon Levad.